Dilemma 5. I am looking for an answer to my weight problem. Here is the dilemma. Please could you give me some advice? I live in southwestern France and moved here in 1997. I have one child who goes to school locally and another who has left home and works in Paris. I have always considered myself to be obese and have tried hard to find a way to lose weight, not just because my husband hates me being fat but because I am tired of being out of breath and looking awful in clothes. Please don't tell me just to start eating sensibly as I've tried that and I just don't have the willpower. If I was still in England, I'd probably go to Weight Watchers or Slimming World but there is nothing here and my French isn't good enough to join a French club. I am starting to look on the internet for some appetite-stopping drugs and wondered if you could advise me if this is a good way to lose weight. I feel that if I can't lose weight that way, I'm going to have to look into surgery as my life is passing me by without any hope of me feeling better. Here are the therapist's answers. Therapist 1 is a counselor and life coach with experience of working with alcohol and addiction issues as well as with eating disorders. Here is her answer. Reading your email and seeing, please don't tell me to just to start eating sensibly. And what you went on to say has made me think that perhaps Overeaters Anonymous would be helpful to you. They have online meetings which you can access anywhere in the world. OA is a self-help organization which has existed for a long time and there is a wealth of experience to support you including telephone contact. You would also find a lot of identification from people who are in a similar place as yourself and they can help you find solutions other than the drastic step of having surgery. Over the years in my practice, OA has certainly supported many clients like yourself. Therapist 2 is a relate-trained counselor with experience of working with relationship issues and is an experienced couples counselor. Here is her answer. I'm really sorry to hear of your obesity problem and although I do sympathize with your feeling that only appetite-reducing pills will help, I'd like to ask you a few further questions. I wonder how long you have felt overweight and whether you can remember what led to you overeating in the first place. It sometimes helps to identify the feelings inside that drive you to the biscuit tin. Is it linked to feeling sad, angry, or isolated, lonely, misunderstood or unappreciated? Have you had problems with self-esteem before, when you were younger for example? Sometimes the source of eating problems can be found in unkind, thoughtless remarks by parents, friends or schoolmates. There are of course plenty of sites devoted to helping you lose weight if you just tap in the appropriate words into Google, but I suspect that you probably know the rules off by heart. However, it might help for you to try and jot down some reasons as to why you overeat before tackling the practical methods of reducing your weight. Please feel free to write further if you think it would help to tackle the emotional reasons for overeating. Best regards and bon courage. Therapist 2 is a psychoanalytic psychotherapist with experience of working with relationship and many other issues. Here is her answer. You write that you have always considered yourself to be overweight. I am wondering whether there has been an increase in your weight recently. Have you noticed if you tend to put on more weight at certain times in your life? Our relationship with food is quite complex and can be connected to what happened in infancy and in childhood. Food can sometimes be used as a means of trying to comfort or reassure oneself. Unfortunately, it does not address the underlying source of the distress and suffering. You seem to be prepared to go to rather extreme measures to reduce your weight. I would like to ask you whether you have considered psychotherapy to address the cause of your unhappiness. Psychotherapy or counseling can be very helpful at times when one feels stuck in life and feels there is no way out of whatever difficulty is causing one to feel stuck. You mentioned that you feel that life is passing you by without any hope of your feeling better, and you attribute that to your weight. What you write makes me wonder if you are not feeling lonely and isolated, as each member of your family seems to have found a place for themselves in France, but you do not mention any activities in which you are engaged. I wonder what has prevented you from learning French, as you state that you have been in France since 1997. Maybe your view of yourself is preventing you from doing anything. Again, although you may attribute the way you feel about yourself to your weight, I would suggest that there may be other underlying causes that it would be helpful to address.